Hello, thank you for calling us at Igamaz Collection. My name is Jalen. How can we assist you for today?
Jalen, good afternoon. This is Al Cabot in Duncanville, Texas. And I finally got a response to an email. It was Jasmine who responded. And I'm trying to log a way to get in to log into my Igamaz account. And every time I go to the Igamaz website, it says to sign in or create, and it only lets me create. I can't sign into my account. Is there a problem with the website, or am I just putting in the wrong website?
With the website, give me one moment. Yes, I'm unsure why it's going on. I am able to fill out this escalations, and we can have someone get back out with you regarding your, regarding your account. Was there anything that you was trying to do on the account that I maybe can assist with you today?
There's a possibility because she did say that I'd either go to the website or call, so I'm calling instead. Pardon me. Let me give you my account number so you can pull it up and we can go from there, all right?
Okay, give me one moment to pull this up for you.
Sorry, I hate allergies.
No problem, sir.
By the way, I think I may have put my cell phone in for the account information instead of, well, I don't even remember to ask for a phone number.
Oh, no problem, sir. Okay, can I have the account number?
Okay, it's 5799800-001.
Yes, sir. Can you give me one moment while I pull this up for you? Okay, I'm putting up an active account for the Star Trek Enterprise D. Can you verify the name and address on file?
Well, I probably had it as Alan, Alan. Last name is Cabot, Cav as in Victor, IT Tom, T Tom. And it's 914 Green Ridge Drive in Duncanville, Texas.
Yes, sir. Okay, and yes, sir, was there anything on this account that I maybe can assist with you today?
Okay. I sent an email asking if I could get my next two orders as a one-time deal to see if I could get my next two shipments sent at the same time or all put in one box or whatever. How did I word that? Okay, like the next two installments sent at the same time in one or in one box. Anyhow, Jasmine responded that we do have an 8-issue load up available on the account for $125.68, which is fine. These are first come, first serve, and you can check before the next shipment date of June 15th, okay, which is in about 9 days. And I'd like to know if that offer is still available so I can go ahead and have that 8-issue instead of the 4-issue sent at the same time. and I think my mind and mouth is not cooperating. Did you understand what I said?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I understand what you mean. So right now, it seems like the most we could do for the Star Trek Enterprise D at this moment is still 8. I mean, it's still 4. So unfortunately, they haven't increased it. So therefore, you guys are able to get 8. But if she referring to the load up offer, they will be giving out the load up offers like one time deal. So what it'll do is it'll send you off an email regarding the load up offer, and it'll be a set amount that you can choose from. And after your next shipment, or if your ship your recent shipment has been sent out already, it will send out the next set amount of issues that you're requesting. So say for instance, right now it seems like you're on issue 10. The latest you should have is issue 10.
I've received 3 boxes, and believe it or not, I haven't opened them. I'm being stubborn and aggravating to myself, because I am going to wait till I can try to get almost all of them ready to go before I start the build, for the simple fact I have a bunch of little kitty cats who like to try to play with things. And those are itty-bitty-bitty little pieces, and I don't want them lost.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. But yes, sir. So this seems like you are getting about 3. Yes, sir. That was you're in your third shipment. Would you have received your third shipment? But you received up to 10 issues. So with those 10 issues, with the load up offer, it sends you your next. Say for instance, you're getting the next 10 issues. So it will send you issues 11 through issue 21. Those will be your next 10 issues that you're requesting. They will send all 10 at once. But it's not a part of your subscription. It's just sending off, it's a one-time load-up offer. So once that 10 is sent, it'll go right back to sending your regular 4. So
that's fine, but will this, when you're talking about the 8 issues or whatever, is that in sequential number to what I already have received, or is that as if it's starting brand new all over again?
It's sequential.
Ah, good, good. Is that still possible to get that?
Not at this moment, because it's
This is the first communication I even heard about of that special offer, and I'm just kind of wondering. It did say it was on a first come first served basis, and I'm just now finding out about it. So I wanted to call and see what the deal was and if I could still get it.
They sent you an email regarding it?
No, that's just it. This is the response. I sent an email out on June the 5th to customer service, and Jasmine responded today on the 6th at 5:40 this morning. Of course, I was sound asleep at that time. I'm just now checking emails. And she said that you do have an 8-issue load-up order available for the amount that she told me here. There's first-come, first-serve offer, and you can check before the next shipment date of June 15th to see if the offer is still available so you can get the next 8 issues. Otherwise, you're not able to change the quantity of what is shipped at one time on this collection. Then she said I could request weekly shipments. Okay, well, I can't afford weekly shipments, but I just wanted to know if I could still take advantage of this offer that I just now found out about.
And this is the load-up offer, correct?
It says I do have an 8-issue load-up offer available on the account.
Okay. Give me one moment to pull this up for you.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay, seems like they have 3 selections that you can choose from. The first loadout is a quantity of 8. The total cost will be $125. The second loadout will be a total of 10, a quantity of 10, and the total cost will be $150.60. The the third and last loadout will be a quantity of 16, and this loadout total cost will be $230.72.
Okay, going back to the very first one you were talking about, that's the one for this 125.68. That is basically the one I would like to take advantage of. Let's put it this way. I'm retired. I'm 70. And I would love, would I love to get everything like that. But I've got some stuff back ordered for my train layout, and I'm just waiting for that to come through, and that's going to be about another $250 to go for. I'm still waiting on Cato to ship the stuff over from Japan. Anyhow, I can't even get onto the website to find out about these things to make a selection. That's why I'm calling. So, can we do the first choice?
You said a quantity of 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay. No problem. Give me one moment to process this for you.
Thank you, Jalen.
No problem, sir.
I just wish I could find a way to get on to the log on to the website to even see this stuff.
Well, unfortunately, they don't have the loadout offers for you guys on the website or anything. I think they was to send you an email regarding that. But your service there, we are able to process the load up offers for you guys. So
I appreciate that, Jalen. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
So
I'm sorry.
Okay. So I don't know what I have. I got the first box, which is 4. So each shipment has 4 installments, right?
Yes, sir, except for your intro shipment. Your intro, which was the first box that you received, that holds issues 1 and 2, along with the print pack, which is the magazine, booster, and a poster.
Okay.
And then,
by the way, I've been watching on YouTube World of Wayne and his build of the Enterprise, and it's fascinating. However, I noticed that in one of the shipments, they're offering a T-shirt as well, and then they were offering he received a coffee cup. And basically, the T-shirt concept would be nice, but I don't wear T-shirts like that. Any chance of getting a coffee cup with it instead?
I'm unsure of the coffee cup. Give me one moment.
I drink coffee a lot. In fact, the cup I've got right now has a 4 or 5. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3. I've got a 4 manual console pipe organ on my coffee cup. I'm also a musician. Mm-hmm. And I was doing tuning on pipe organs.
Yes, sir. That's no problem. With that, we'll just be have to give me one moment. Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it does not seem like I'm able to change on the item.
Okay.
Only showing that you're getting the T-shirt. I do apologize.
Okay, then. What's the largest size T-shirt offered? Because I can't even figure out a way to say what size I would need to get the T-shirt.
It asked you that when you were signing up, and then it's like you signed up for the premium. It gave you like the size. It asked you what size T-shirt.
Okay, I don't even remember that.
Give me one moment. Let me see if I can.
If you can find out and see what it says. I need a very, very large, okay?
Yes, sir.
Like maybe a 3X? Of course, now I don't know if this is considered European sizing or American sizing. And I hope to God it's not Asian sizing, because Asian sizing is about four sizes smaller than anybody else.
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, I ordered something once from a company, and it was coming out of...
You have.
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir. I was saying I'm unable to see what size shirt you have. But, Yes, sir.
Dang it. Oh, well. Chef comes to push, we'll just go with what we get, right?
Yes, sir. With the t-shirt. Yes, sir. I do apologize on all the inconvenience, especially the t-shirt and everything. I'm unable to see that. But if you do have any, was there anything else I may can assist with you today on your account or anything?
Basically, I think you've assisted by getting that one special load up, 8-issue load up. That would be great if you can get that done and taken care of, and then we'll be in fine shape.
I did that for you. Yes, I have processed that loadout offer for you. It should be charging sometime today.
Okay, and then it'll be shipped out roughly on the 15th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. By the way, I was completely shocked when I received the email that the last shipment was sent, and that I would receive it in 7 to 10 business days. I've got it in 2 days.
Yes, sir.
That was surprising and much appreciated.
Oh, no problem, sir. I'm glad that you did get your items quick. Yes, sir. I'm glad that you are enjoying them.
Well, yeah, this is something that I never thought I would see possible at my age. And, yes, I'm a Trekkie from way back, because I started with the very original series with Bill Shatner and Leonard Nimoy and all of those. So... Well, yeah, I said I was 70, so yeah, that would cover it.
Yes,
I've watched every single show on TV, and I was very upset the way they ended the Enterprise series with Scott Bakula, but as the saying goes, CBS can't see the forest because of the trees, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, that's another story.
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, no. That would be getting too nasty, and I won't say it. Anyhow.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
Damn it.
Yes, sir.
Jalen, I do appreciate your assistance ever so much, and I'll be getting the 8-issue load up coming with the next shipment, and I will be looking forward to it. And I thank you kindly, sir.
No problem, sir. If you have any further questions, please feel free to give us a call back and we can assist you in the matter. I just want to thank you for calling us at Eagle Moss Collections, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. It's just that I wish I could figure out some way of being able to sign in and log into my account on the website. And every time I try to log in, it says sign in or create, and I put in my email address, and I hit continue, and it's asked me to sign up all over again. And I don't need to sign up all over again. So, if you can, send that information of unability or inability to log in to your IT department and see if there's a way of resolving that. Because I would like to log in and see how things are going and to check on my account and all that kind of good stuff, but so far I'm unable to do so. That's basically the only problem I've got right now. And yes, I did have to give you a call because I would prefer doing it all through email and or directly on the website. But The luck of the Irish is not with me today, so I could not get it done.
Yes, sir, that's no problem. Well, yes, sir. Again, that's no problem. We are we're able to have assisted you for today. I will send that over for you so that you are able to be able to get into your account soon.
All right, and if you could, because you've got the account number there and you've got my email address in as part of the account, would you be able to send a response to me about any update as to the ability to log into the account, or am I going to the wrong website? I just don't know. Anyhow, Jalen, thank you very much, sir. Do have a good day. Catch you later.
You as well, sir. Thank you for calling us at Eagle Moss Collection. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye now.